Welcome back to another hour of the Larry King Show, or welcome to an hour of the Larry King Show if you're just joining us. 7 minutes past the hour on a kind of cloudy day in Washington, D.C. In this portion of the show, we'll meet Paul DeWeese. Mr. DeWeese teaches at the Missouri Auction School. That's the country's largest auction school. He also appears in those popular Bud Light TV commercials of bidding off the last Bud, and if you want to talk to Paul, we'll be taking calls in a while. He teaches auctioneering. Why did you choose this as a field?
Well, it's a family business. I grew up in the auction business. My father is an auctioneer. The auction school was founded in 1905, and my father was the president from the middle 50s through just last year. He's now chairman of the board, and I'm president. So,
you're president. You're not just a teacher.
Yeah.
How many people go to auction school?
We just finished a class last week. There were 170 students from 34 states and two provinces of Canada.
Male and female?
Male and female. We have approximately anywhere from 10 to 20% that are female.
For a long time, it was male only, wasn't it?
Very male-dominated profession, no different than, I think, a lot of professions. Within the last probably 6 or 7 years, we've seen a tremendous growth in the number of women involved in the business. Originally, in the antique and maybe horse area, a lot of women were started. Today, they're in every field of the auction business.
Those people who want to be auctioneers who didn't grow up in it are usually what kind of people?
I think there's certain types of people we've seen over the last couple of years. One is they tend to be people. They like to be around people. Auctions are they're an exciting business. There's a lot of variety, not only in the type of people that you meet as owners that you're selling for, but also the types of people that come to your auctions as bidders. Plus, you have a lot of variety in the types of items that you sell. You're not doing the same thing every day. People who are tired of sitting at a desk all day tend to make career changes into auctioneering.
Is it well paying?
It really is. And it's a sales oriented. We talk about the auction method of marketing. It's a method of marketing. It's a way to sell items.
And you get the auctioneer gets a percentage.
And they get a percentage, which really in a lot of ways is kind of nice because when you have harder times, recessionary times, there tend to be more sales. Though the prices maybe aren't as great as during boom times. During good times, you might not have as many sales, but because there's higher prices, because you get a percentage, you're normally doing pretty well.
How much of the field is specialized that if I'm a horse auctioneer, thoroughbred horses, that's all I do?
Well, we sure have seen a trend towards more and more specialization, primarily over the last 10 or 15 years. Product knowledge is probably the most important quality for an auctioneer. So you really kind of hit it on the head when you say if you're going to be a top thoroughbred auctioneer or a top art auctioneer or antique, you're going to need to know that specialization.
I see. And that's more important than the terminology of the field.
Yes, I think so.
We seem to think that selling oats is different from selling cows.
I think that's really true. The chant that we call the chant is really the drawing card. It's really kind of the entertainment side, if you will, of the business. And it's a big business. There's literally billions of dollars sold by auction in this country. But the chant is kind of the fun part of it.
Is the auctioneer saying words?
Actually, we're not talking any faster than anyone else, but we're giving the illusion that we're talking. And basically, the chant is two numbers. One is the money that we have bid, and the other, which is emphasized probably 3 or 4 times more often, is the money that we're asking for. In between those are what we call filler words. And in fact, those are words, but we slur them so that it gives the illusion that we're going faster than we really are.
For what purpose?
Primarily,
why does an auctioneer have to be fast?
Right. Well, one is just because it's fun. The other aspect of it is that you normally have a lot of items that you need to process in a single day. It's not uncommon to sell 100 lots an hour at an auction and need to in order to get through the items that you're selling. So there's a little bit of invention is the mother of necessity with the chant also, and the fact that you've got a lot of property to sell.
How did the Bud Light thing come about?
The advertising agency for Bud Light had called down to the school and wanted to have some people audition for the bartender. And they had visited with me and said they didn't know whether they wanted to turn an auctioneer into an actor or an actor into an auctioneer. So They did some auditions and also did some auditions for actors and ultimately picked an actor based, an American actor based out of London, to do the bartender portion of the commercial, and then asked me to train him. And then I'm the auctioneer in the background selling the cattle.
Oh, you're in the background,
yeah.
But he's the one selling it at the bar, right?
Yeah, exactly. And he really isn't an auctioneer. He was an actor. And, you know, I mentioned earlier that we slurred the filler words because he was an actor, had been taught to enunciate so clearly, particularly a stage actor. He had a real trouble learning the chant because he didn't want to slur. He just didn't want to.
The commercial works, though. It's a great idea. There's only one Bud Light left, and he auctions it off.
Yes, and it was the creation of a couple of young writers in Chicago, and they did a really good job, I thought.
How long does it take to become an auctioneer?
In a week, you can learn basic chant to be able to do an average sale, but just like any business, it takes experience, and that takes time.
Are auctioneers salesmen?
They are. They really are, and they're not necessarily born salesmen. It's an acquired, it's a skill. Auctioneering is a skill, but the basic premise of auctioneering is a sales business.
Is there a certain age in which auctioneers are usually at peak form? And then do you start to go down after 50?
Well, it's kind of interesting because not only in school but also throughout the profession, there's a wide range of auctioneers in all kinds of ages, and it really doesn't seem to matter what age you're at. Lots of people are top auctioneers in their 60s and 70s, and they're sure auctioneers in their 20s and 30s that are selling all kinds of property all over the country.
I would imagine it's a wear and tear job, too. I mean, you can't do it every day, can you?
I'll tell you what, as you well know, your voice is a delicate instrument in a lot of ways, and an auctioneer is putting constant stress on his voice. So, yes, there sure are auctioneers that do 3 and 4 auctions a week, but quite frankly, physically, you need to rest your voice.
We have some rhythm tongue twisters here. Okay. Is that true you use in teaching?
We do, and one of the aspects is, as you talked about the chant, one of is the rhythm, how enjoyable that is to listen to, and it's important to hear that, and that
and
part of that
you train with this.
We do.
We'll have some fun with this and take your calls if you wish. Our guest is Paul DeWeese, and the school is the Missouri Auction School, and it's the country's largest auction school, and he's a participant in that very popular Bud Light commercial. It's 15 past the hour. Back after these messages.